Well, voters in Nigeria will head to the polls tomorrow to decide if President Goodluck Jonathan will stay in office. Presidential and parliamentary elections were scheduled for mid-February, but were delayed in part because of the insecurity in the northeast and fears that the military was needed for a regional offensive against Boko Haram. Today, the military claimed it had destroyed Boko Haram's headquarters and retaken the northeastern city occupied by the Islamist extremists since last summer. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton is in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, with more. Hi, Ofebia.
Greetings.
And can you tell us about the candidates? President Goodluck Jonathan is the incumbent. Who are the competitors and what are they campaigning on?
There are plenty of them, but let me just home in on the main opposition challenger, a former military leader here in Nigeria, ex-General Muhammadu Buhari. He is trying for the third time to become Nigeria's president. As I say, he was in charge of this country during the military era, and many Nigerians see him as having been tough on security and also tough on corruption. And in a country where patronage, I mean, Nigeria is Africa's leading oil exporter, it's the top economy, it is literally the powerhouse of the continent, so there is plenty of money here. Candidate Buhari says he will stop corruption to make sure that the money trickles down to all Nigerians and is used for the benefit of the country.
And does he have a good chance of winning, or does Jonathan look like he's on top?
We're being told by those in the know that this is the most competitive presidential vote ever in Nigeria's history. And of course, the stakes are high, but here they are super high for whoever wins and the team that surrounds him. There is just one woman candidate, but she doesn't look as if she stands much of a chance.
Now, as we said, just a day ahead of the elections, the military is claiming to have destroyed Boko Haram's headquarters. Can you tell us more about that?
Gwoza was captured and occupied by Boko Haram. It must have been in about July, August last year. We now have about a million plus people who have been displaced and driven from their homes. Now, the timing seems rather convenient, coming on the eve of elections where President Goodluck Jonathan is seeking re-election. But this is what the army is telling us, that they have destroyed the headquarters, that they have captured what was the administrative center for Boko Haram. What was not mentioned, however, is the Sambisa Forest, which is in the same general local government area in Borno State. Now, that is where these schoolgirls were abducted almost a year ago, 15th of April last year. And that was apparently where they were initially taken to by Boko Haram fighters who kidnapped them in the dead of night. The military did not mention that, although it said that it had killed some militants and had taken many others captive.
And in fact, there are reports also that the land and sea borders are closed in advance of the election. And with those kidnappings you're talking about in the Northeast, what kind of security concerns are there for tomorrow's elections?
Yep. Closing the borders is par for the course. And there is enormous concern about security. One, because of the problems in the Northeast with the insurgency, but more generally because Nigeria, unfortunately, the giant as it is of West Africa, always seems to have election-related violence, either before, during, or after. And there have been calls from President Goodluck Jonathan, the main opposition contender, Muhammadu Buhari, President Obama, regional leaders, global leaders, that these elections must be free, fair, transparent, and devoid of violence, fear, and intimidation. Everybody is looking to Nigeria. Nigeria is Africa's number one country, apart from being its most populous. So everyone is saying, Nigeria, lead by example. If you come out of this with a successful election, your country is enhanced, the region is enhanced, and Africa is enhanced. And anyone who is seen to encourage violence or instigate violence, the International Criminal Court is waiting for you and has warned that anyone who is seen to have encouraged violence could find themselves in The Hague.
But, Afebia, do Nigerians believe that either of these candidates would actually be able to stop Boko Haram from doing the kinds of things that it has been doing, these atrocities in Nigeria?
Yesterday, I put that very question to Muhammadu Buhari, the main opposition candidate, and he said, yes, I am known to be tough on security. If I am elected, one of the first things I'll do is gather together all the leaders of the region. And neighboring countries have sent troops to Nigeria to try to end the Boko Haram insurgency. He says that would be his priority. But President Goodluck Jonathan says, look what we're doing in the last 6 weeks. Look at how we've been able to push back Boko Haram and recapture so much territory. But Nigerians are asking, well, they've been terrorizing the Northeast for the past 6 years. So why is it just before elections that in 6 weeks you have been able to at least contain the insurgency in part? Was it a political move or was it a genuine move? And where are these missing 200 plus schoolgirls? We are waiting for you to bring them back home safely to their families.
NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, where there will be an election all across the country tomorrow. We'll be watching. Afebia, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy.